Alexandra LaPaglia doesn't like talking about herself. It just makes her uncomfortable. But recently, something changed in her life. She's in her early 30s, and she's finally doing something she loves, something she does want to talk about.
We are looking at what could be considered a collection of junk by some people.
But not by LaPaglia. The pile of junk is a collection of antique tools and 18th century farm equipment. They're mostly made of wood or iron, and they have names like coconut shredders, fluting irons, rag shuttles. LaPaglia calls them obscure objects. She takes them apart and rebuilds them into lamps. Strange, complicated lamps that are really fun to look at. One is adapted from a Morse code telegraph relay. Actually, even as a lamp, it still kind of works. Another lamp is just a coiled rope. LaPaglia wove the wires into the strands, and the light bulb comes out from the end. But there's no need for a lampshade. It's a nostalgia light bulb, also known as an Edison bulb. Their filaments are like tiny, glowing wire sculptures inside the glass. The rope light is actually the first lamp she ever made.
My partner was looking at Pinterest, and I looked over her shoulder, and there was a rope light. And I looked at it, and I said, gosh, I'd really like something like that. And then I said, I think I could try to make it.
Since she lives here on an island, the LaPaglia can't easily travel to find objects for her lamps. So she finds them online.
When I went to school, I was a creative writing and poetry major. And some of what I end up typing reminds me of some of the poems that I used to write, because it's this weird jumbling and accumulation of words in a search bar.
For example, there's this one contraption called a cherry pitter. It's small, about half the size of a toaster, and made of wrought iron. People would put cherries in the horn-like bowl on top. When it's turned, it would pit the cherries. But internet sellers don't always list these tools by their proper names.
What they look like is they have four legs, almost like an animal. But when I first found one, I happened upon it from another search, and the person who was selling it didn't know what it was. So there was no name there, no identification. And to me, it looked like a bug. And then I said, oh, it's sort of like a grasshopper. So
you typed in like grasshopper or something?
Yeah, iron grasshopper apparatus or tool that has legs like a bug.
Today, LaPaglia is working on one of those cherry pitters. She set up shop in the backyard shed. Basically, her process is taking apart the object, threading a wire and a light bulb through the parts, and then putting it back together. Sometimes the bulb replaces part of the tool. But LaPaglia's goal is to keep the lamp as simple as possible.
For me, these pieces let me take them apart and put them back together, and the light was just the way that I could let people see it.
Lamp making is a new thing for LaPaglia. And even though she grew up on Nantucket, living back home here on the island is a new thing too. When she left for college, LaPaglia never thought she'd be back. She lived in Boston and New York, working a corporate job selling software. She loved the city, but the job was just okay. So she decided to move back. After 13 years away, she realized she wanted to be closer to her parents. Now she literally lives next door. In fact, her work shed is in her parents' backyard. She started making lamps last fall, but didn't do anything with them. They just sat on the shelf for a while. Until a friend who owns an art gallery in town offered to exhibit them.
She was giving me an opportunity to get them out there, and I'd never thought about that. I never would have approached anyone about that. And that is a very Nantucket story. It wouldn't have happened to me in New York. Maybe for someone else it would have, but for me, it was here that it was the only place it would be. It was the beauty of happenstance and that simple offering that takes you down a different road.
The gallery exhibition went well, so LaPaglia felt confident enough to start her own business. It's called Hatchell & Strand, named after rope-making tools. Now she's selling the lamps online and in island boutiques. But she said she'd probably still make the lamps, whether they sold or not.
I feel like I found something I want to do, and I think everyone should hopefully have something that they want to do, whether it's that you love reading a book a day, that enjoyment you get from reading, then that's perfect. So I finally found that outlet that I would hope everyone can find for themselves, because it feels great.
For WCAI's Creative Life, I'm Justine Paradise on Nantucket.